You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Carl O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Research has revealed differing language preferences for apps in the Middle East. Three Scandinavian countries are amongst the top four in Europe for online shopping, and social media advertising is extremely popular in South Africa. Research has revealed differing language preferences for apps in the Middle East. The study by On Device Research found that 81% of Saudi Arabian smartphone users downloaded apps written in Arabic. In contrast, just 39% of smartphone users in the UAE said they downloaded Arabic language apps, with many expressing a preference for international apps. This shows that while an English language app may be the best approach when targeting the UAE, an Arabic language app is essential for success in Saudi Arabia. The Middle East has a strong smartphone penetration, with smartphone owners being very active on apps. Over half of smartphone owners in Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Egypt, Jordan, and Lebanon said they had downloaded at least 5 apps in the last month, with 40% saying they were prepared to pay to download an app. Three Scandinavian countries are amongst the top four in Europe for online shopping, according to a study by the Office for National Statistics. The UK took the top spot for the proportion of people engaging in e-commerce, followed by Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. 78% of Danes said they had shopped online in 2014, compared to 77% of Norwegians and 75% of Swedes. Finland came in at number 8, with 68% saying they had engaged in e-commerce in the previous year. Separate research by eMarketer found that the most commonly bought categories in all four countries were travel, tickets, and clothing items. Social media advertising is extremely popular in South Africa. A staggering 95% of major South African brands advertise on Twitter, with a similar 92% advertising on Facebook. Social media is growing rapidly in South Africa, with the number of South Africans using Instagram and YouTube rising by 65% and 53% respectively in the last year alone. Online advertising is set to account for over half of total advertising spend in South Africa by 2020, with social media advertising expected to account for a third proportion. The popularity of social media advertising in South Africa has been put down to the growing usage of social networks in the country, as well as the advanced audience targeting options now available. Online shoppers in India are expected to spend around $8 billion in e-commerce sites over the next 3 years. The Indian festive season, which comprises of various Hindu and Christian festivals spanning between October and December, is a key time period in the Indian shopping calendar. The prediction of $8 billion being spent online is 45% higher than the amount spent on e-commerce sites last year. Increased internet penetration is thought to be behind the predicted surge in sales, with mobile internet penetration rising particularly quickly in the country. The Indian e-commerce market is predicted to be worth $60 billion by 2020, making it a lucrative market for global brands. And finally, the fashion retailer Karl Lagerfeld has announced that it will enter the world of e-commerce next month. In early November, it will launch a global website targeting 97 countries in 5 languages. It hopes that e-commerce will quickly become a key sales channel for the company, aiming for the medium to bring in a double-digit figure in terms of a share of revenues. Karl Lagerfeld already sells some of its products online through third-party e-commerce sites, but the launch of its own brand e-commerce stores will see it offering a wider range of items. It will include more women's clothing and accessories, with menswear and children's clothing scheduled for launch next year. It also teamed up with Artnet to sell special edition bags with original sketches by the designer. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. Goodbye.